Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 19th of June. I've caught up with Andrew Frangos, the chairman of MX Oil. Are you there, Andrew?
Oh yeah, I'm here. Hi Doc, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. So I've had quite a few inquiries recently from people wanting to try and glean as much information from MX Oil as possible. I've been answering all of those kind of requests with the same thing, you know. I'm also waiting for some kind of direction, but I thought it was useful to try and get what we could. So appreciate you coming on.
No problem. Good to be speaking to you.
So do you want to give us a bit of an update as to where things are as best you can, Andrew?
Yeah, sure. Stefan just got back from a very productive trip to Mexico, so all is going well out there. In terms of the non-Mexico asset, we'd like to be talking about that. Unfortunately, we're not able to yet. We do anticipate completing our due diligence on that transaction in the very near term, and we're still on track for the end of June time frame that we mentioned to the market. And we've been very, very busy making sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, and the due diligence is almost there. So I would say we're 90-95% of the way through the work that needs to be done, and very excited about announcing what we have done to the market if and when we get there. And we're not far away now, so I wish I could say more, and I can't wait until we can say more, but unfortunately, Doc, I'm not there yet.
Well, you know that I'm still going to ask a question, because this is what I'm like. But anyway, you know, we know that Mexico is an exciting region. We know that you know, the global community are looking in from the outside, waiting for that to come. I know you can't comment too much, but the area that you're looking at now, you know, is it an established you know, oil and gas kind of region, or are we going into another great frontier?
It's very much an established region. I can't give clues as to where, or any clues as to description of the asset, but it ticks all the boxes for us in terms of its profile. But the most perfect thing about this asset is really how nicely it slots into our story from a timing perspective. It almost could not be better in terms of when the news flows and what happens in the months after our investment. And I think our shareholders will be very pleased if and when we are able to announce that. And as I said at the outset, we're looking at a matter of whether it's 5 days or 10 days. We're in the final stages of this due diligence process. And we spent a lot of time on this asset. We know the asset back to front. And we just got to make sure that everything is as it needs to be before we can actually close the transaction and go public on it. But if our shareholders can remain patient just for a little while longer, I'm confident they'll be pleased with what we ultimately release to the market.
So to be clear, we've got you've maintained a clear focus on Mexico. Everything's going to plan on that front. You've got kind of set up, and whilst there's a window of opportunity here for you to fill, there's a potential exciting or pleasing, by your admission, asset to come into the company.
Very much so. I mean, Mexico has always been our primary focus and remains our primary focus, and progress on the ground there has been really, really good. We're very pleased with the work that's been done with our partners. We're very pleased with the due diligence on our target assets, and we're progressing towards our goal of securing assets, and we think we'll be able to achieve that this year. So if that was the extent of our story, we'd be having this conversation, and I'd be very bullish about our future prospects. What we're talking about, the non-Mexican asset, is very much opportunistic. It's something that is by definition an opportunity that we feel is too good to not take advantage of, and it ties into our story almost perfectly. It is a jump away from Mexico from a geographical focus, but people should not misunderstand that as being anything negative regarding Mexico. We are incredibly positive and bullish about Mexico, and the progress on that side has been great.
So would it be fair to say, Andy, that this is a case that, you know, the company's just maturing, you're seeing opportunities additional to the things that you're focusing very much on, and you're taking them?
Yeah, very much so. I think when you look at the successful oil companies out there, they've got a mixed portfolio of production, they've got near-term assets coming on stream, and they've also got that big blue sky upside. And what we're working towards is building a company of that profile. And Mexico ticks many of those boxes, and this other asset ticks a number of those other boxes as well. So I think where it will lead us is to be a much more attractive E&P story for investors. And I also think it begins to push us into the arena where institutions will start finding our story interesting. We've been very much a retail story so far, and the retail following built up has been fantastic for us. We're very keen that continues, and very keen to maintain good interaction for yourself and other means to maintain that information flow. Institutions look for hard facts and verifiable evidence, and what you need to have to appeal to those guys is some production and some reserve numbers, and we're building a company that can appeal to both sides. So very pleased with our progress over the last few months, and the next few weeks is absolutely critical, I think, in terms of our maturity as a company. We're looking forward to it.
All right, well, that's Andrew Frangos, Chairman of MX Oil. Thanks for coming on, Andrew.
No problem. It's been a pleasure, Mark.